Good time. Are you going to work like 57 hours today?
I don't think so.
Oh. You're going to work all day or is there
maybe, yeah, maybe 96 hours. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Well, it's great to be back in the saddle again after and before we get started, I want to amplify your announcement of a new sponsor here. None other than the famous Mark of Mark Concrete, the creator of the centerpiece of our brand new studio.
Is that who did it? Oh wow.
He the man that created we wanted some things. Well, you'll hear it in the ad when we come back here. So, why don't we just start the program officially here, okay?
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KFCO Radio.
Hey, good morning, Monterey Bay, Silicone Valley. Why do they call it Silicone Valley? It's not the Rubber Valley, it's Silicon Valley. All right, welcome to the Saturday special. What are we going to do for the next 2 hours? You have any ideas, Rick?
I was looking for you.
All right, well, we'll figure it out. Stay with us. You'll be happy you did.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
Before we get into the program, I guess this is actually part of the program today. I think we got Jacoby on the line, don't we? Yeah, he's at AT&T. He's at the AT&T. Are you there, Jacoby?
I am, MZ, and I wouldn't worry about Rick O'Shea. I'm sure from 3 to 5, they'll have the knapsack out.
Oh, now, wait a minute. So what are you guys going to do? I mean, you're there.
Well,
he's here.
I have no idea. I think he's playing the best of Raising the Standards, but that will only take him to about 3:15.
Let him play the worst of for the rest of it.
That'll fill up the
Rick,
weekend.
Is that what you're going to do? Is you're going to do a rerun? Huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God. Reruns are terrible on the station that people like to, you know, interact with.
Well, he may choose the good one. You never know.
Okay, all righty. How's everything going, Mike?
It's going well. First, let me tell you, this report is brought to you by the folks at Lexus of Stevens Creek. Good folks and a great car, along with the folks from the Peak Travel Group. Go to peaktravel.com, and then you're getting somewhere. Well, it's probably not the best of days for spectators needing sweaters and perhaps even a little galoshes today, but it is a perfect day for scoring. The greens are soft, and the scores start to go down a little bit. Charlie Wee is leading at 13 under. Johnson Gay and Singh at 8 under. And 9 under Patrick Harrington, the former British Open champion. I just followed Tiger for 2 or 3 holes. I'd forgotten what a circus that was. He's playing the back nine at Pebble to open, interestingly enough, and I'm sure CBS Sports isn't happy about that because he won't finish during the telecast, but I think that's the way he wanted it. He is even for the day at 7 under, or rather 6 under, 1 stroke behind Phil Mickelson, who is at 7 under and tees off, I think, around noon.
You mean that's it?
Well, no, I figured you had some input here. I was just pausing.
No, oh, you were waiting for me. Why did Tiger do that to CBS?
Well, this is interesting.
Is he pissed at them or what?
Well, listen, I'll tell you, I do not have this as solid gold true, but I have it on pretty good authority that Tiger didn't even want to play Pebble today, and the PGA said, no, you're going to play Pebble. And he says, all right, but I want to play the back nine first. And ultimately, it's not working out for CBS, which is, of course, all about ratings, but it kind of did a nice job of splitting the crowds with Phil on the front and Tiger on the back. But, you know, he hasn't been at this tournament for about 8 years. Sanders, as you know, Michael.
You know, the last time he was there was probably the only time I was there, and I got within like 2 feet of him here and there. And it was very interesting to see him back then. I can't believe it was 8 years, though. I thought.
Well, it's been a while. I know he was during his streak of 7 or 8 years that he was here. Every year I had a word with him, and the word was no. So we'll see where that goes this year. I saw him briefly the other day, but he's not doing anything.
Wait a minute. Obviously, he doesn't know who you are.
He apparently not. Apparently, and having the guy with the sandwich board next to me with the arrow saying, it's Jacoby, KSCO, isn't really helping. I don't know. Maybe he was standing on the wrong side of me.
Oh, man.
But I don't know if you heard the story, MZ. It's kind of a cute story that I did a little television bit for a friend of mine, and they interviewed Coach Harbaugh from the 49ers, who is a fairly intimidating guy. And I opened the interview by saying, Coach, I want to congratulate you on a great year. And there was kind of an awkward pause, and he didn't say anything. And I said, a pretty good year? He goes, yeah, it wasn't bad. So I just said, my God, you're a little tough on yourself.
Well, anyhow, so do you have a prediction?
I think Tiger will end up in the hunt tomorrow. I don't know if he's going to win. I like Mickelson, who's really been struggling as of late, but he knows these courses and playing Pebble Beach 2 days in a row. But this weather, as I say, the green's a little bit softer today, so you can throw things at the pin. I like Mickelson. Charlie Wee is holding up, so it's going to be a good shootout tomorrow, we'll see what happens there.
It wouldn't be the AT&T, formerly the Crosby Clam Bake. Did you used to go what it was called, the Crosby Clam Bake?
I did. I remember. This is my 20th year of covering it. But I went in the early 70s when Bing was still around, when they actually didn't treat the press like cattle, and you could actually walk up. I remember I sat half an hour with Jack Lemmon and Phil Harris, and just the nicest fellows in the world. You could just one-on-one and sit and walk with them, and one-on-one interviews are few and far between these days.
And it just wouldn't be that event if the weather was nice, right?
No, you're absolutely right. It's like Bing came home yesterday and said, how sunny was it Thursday? Now that changed. And then yesterday we got a little bit of rain. But today it's nice. I mean, it says, again, you can wear a sweater, a little chill in the air, a little mist, but it's a nice day, a good day, take a little stroll.
So it'll finish up tomorrow, what, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock?
Like 3 to 4 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. Well, golly gee, Jacoby, you must be having a blast being
having fun, and I'm two or three listeners already have come up today, and throughout the week, probably about 15 people came up and said how much they enjoyed the station, and said nice things about you and I. That worried me a bit.
Oh, there must be some mistake. So listen.
So our press agent's doing his job.
Right. Well. Listen. Now we got. It's great to have these fancy new sponsors here for the AT&T. Now the trick is to get those same sponsors for the rest of our programming. You know,
and there is something to be said about consistency, my friend.
There really is. There really is. And we are a brand new radio station in terms of probably 10 times the audience that we had last year at this time because of our good friends at Cumulus Media.
Yes. Cumulus, I saw someone that's an Arbitron term, I believe.
Cumulus Media that killed KGO, put a bullet in its head. Oh, so sad.
Right. Our thanks to KGO for not being KGO anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So anyhow, good talking to you. We're gonna hear you again when for the next report.
I think I'm gonna be on about 12:03. I was just gonna say about radio stations and programming, they're like golf shots. Everyone makes somebody happy. So the KGO balloon worked out wonderfully for us.
It sure did. So, we got to let these fancy schmancy sponsors know about that, that they should just do us all the time here. Anyhow, thanks, Mike.
12:03, and then later on today, I think about 4:30 or something.
You know, you could always do your show just from remote.
I could do that. I don't know if I have that many minutes.
interview some of your fans.
Well, that will take, again, we'll play the best of and interview the fans, and we'll get to 3:20.
You could figure out something. All right.
This report brought to you by Lexus of Stevens Creek and the Peak Travel Group. Live from the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am for KSCO, I'm Mike Jacoby.
He sure is. Thank you, Mike. Take care. Have a great day. All right. I want to thank – we're going to do an email today. We're going to do an open mic because there's no particular guest. So that means that you're going to get a rare opportunity to bring up the topics here on the radio program and call us at 479-1080 in area 831. If you want to talk on our 10,000 watts that's listened to by, as I say, many more people than it has been in the past. We know for absolutely positive that that's the case. That might make you nervous so that you don't want to call. Well, no, forget that. But always we've been streaming, at least for the last dozen years or so, we've been streaming live on the Internet, and more people are listening to us live on the Internet. It's just it's absolutely amazing what's happening. So from my email, from my MZ at KSCO.com email, I want to thank Richard Schmaltz, my good friend Richard, who is my accountant, who sent me this year's Darwin Awards. Okay. Now, you've heard of these things. We don't usually like to read long things, but I think this is so damn funny that I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go ahead and read it. Okay, Darwin Award, it's with great pleasure that I announce it's that time again. The Darwin Awards are out. These annual honors are given to the persons who did the human gene pool the biggest service by killing themselves in the most extraordinarily stupid way. You may recall last year's winner was the fellow who was killed by a Coke machine, which toppled over on top of him as he was attempting to tip a free soda out. This year's winner was a genuine rocket scientist. No jive. Read on and remember that each and every one of these is a true story. The nominees were semifinalist number one, a young Canadian man searching for a way of getting drunk cheaply because he had no money with which to buy alcohol, mixed gasoline with milk. Not surprisingly, this concoction made him ill, and he vomited into the fireplace in his house. The resulting explosion and fire burned his house down, killing both he and his sister. Darwin semifinalist number two. Brazilian men were flying in a light aircraft at low altitude when another plane approached. It appears that they had decided to moon the occupants of the other plane, but lost control of their own aircraft and crashed. They were all found dead in the wreckage with their pants around their ankles. Rick, are you enjoying this as much as I am?
I am. That sounds like the 1,000-foot club. I don't think they could get a mile high.
I hope you guys haven't done this on Good Morning Monterey Bay already.
No, not yet. This is the first I've heard.
Actually, if you had, it wouldn't have been the terror, because it is different audiences, I guess. You know, I mean, it's not all the same. All right, semifinalist number three, Darwin Awards 2012, or 2011, I guess. A 22-year-old Reston, Virginia man was found dead after he tried to use octopus straps to bungee jump off a 70-foot railroad trestle. Fairfax County Police said Eric Barcia, a fast food worker, taped a bunch of these straps together, wrapped an end around 1 foot, anchored the other end of the trestle at the Lake Acotink Park, jumped and hit the pavement. Warren Carmichael, a police spokesman, said investigators think Barcia was alone because his car was found nearby. The length of the cord that he had assembled was greater than the distance between the trestle and the concrete, quote-unquote, Carmichael said. Police say the apparent cause of death was major trauma. Semifinalist number four. A man in Alabama died from numerous rattlesnake bites. It seems that he and a friend were playing a game of catch using the rattlesnake as a ball. The friend, no doubt a future Darwin Awards candidate, was hospitalized but lived. Okay, semifinalist number five. Employees in a medium-sized warehouse in West Texas noticed a smell of a gas leak. Sensibly, the management evacuated the building, extinguishing all potential sources of ignition, lights, power, etc. After the building had been evacuated, two technicians from the gas company were dispatched. Upon entering the building, they found they had difficulty navigating in the dark. To their frustration, none of the lights worked. Witnesses later described the sight of one of the technicians reaching into his pocket and retrieving an object that resembled a cigarette lighter. Upon operation of the lighter-like object, the gas in the warehouse exploded, sending pieces of it up to 3 miles away. Nothing was found of the technicians, but the lighter was virtually untouched by the explosion. The technician suspected of causing the blast had never been thought of as especially bright by his peers. And now, the winner of this year's Darwin Award, as always, awarded posthumously. The 2011 winner, Arizona Highway Patrol came upon a pile of smoldering metal embedded in the side of a cliff residing above the road at the apex of a curve. The wreckage resembled the site of an airplane crash, but it was a car. The type of car was unidentifiable at the scene. Police investigators finally pieced together the mystery. An amateur rocket scientist had somehow gotten hold of a JATO, J-A-T-O unit, Jet Assisted Takeoff, actually a solid fuel rocket that is supposed to give heavy military transport planes an extra push for taking off from short airfields. He had driven his Chevy Impala out into the desert and found a long straight stretch of road. He attached the JATO unit to the car, jumped in, and got up some speed and fired off the JATO. The facts as best could be determined are that the operator of the 1967 Impala hit the JATO ignition at a distance of approximately 3.0 miles from the crash site. This was established by the scorched and melted asphalt at that location. The JATO, if operating properly, would have reached maximum thrust within 5 seconds, causing the Chevy to reach speeds well in excess of 350 miles per hour and continuing at full power for an additional 20 to 25 seconds. The driver and soon-to-be pilot would have experienced G-forces usually reserved for dogfighting F-14 jocks under full afterburners, causing him to become irrelevant for the remainder of the event. However, the automobile remained on the straight highway for about 2.5 miles, that took about 15 to 20 seconds, before the driver applied and completely melted the brakes, blowing the tires and leaving thick rubber marks on the road surface, then becoming airborne for an additional 1.4 miles and impacting the cliff face at a height of 125 feet, leaving a blackened crater 3 feet deep in the rock. Most of the driver's remains were not recoverable. Epilogue. It has been calculated that this moron attained a ground speed of approximately 420 miles per hour, though much of his voyage was not actually on the ground. That's it. That's it. Now, it's not nice to laugh at someone's demise, but how can you not?
That's the purpose of these, though, right? The publications?
I think so, you know, to give, what did I say? You know, what did I say when KGO fired its hosts?
You were happy.
Yeah, but it's on, I said that the Cumulus people deserve a Darwin Award.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I did say that.
A corporate Darwin Award.
It's still on KSCO.com. It's been up there long enough. Maybe you ought to pull it down. I don't know. So what's been happening at the radio station? I've been gone. I was in Austin last week with Dr. Corey Gold and Ben Fuchs and Alex Jones and the gang here putting on meetings. What's been happening around here?
What's been happening? Last week, Vernon spoke with Nancy Black and her attorney.
Oh, yes, and I want to thank him for doing a wonderful, wonderful job. Vernon is always there for us. And when I heard that that Nancy Black, the lady who was arrested for feeding the whales, the marine biologist, and Dr. Bill Wattenberg has been having a whole lot of fun with that here at KSCO for the last several weeks. By the way, I told Alex Jones about that, and he was amused, and he said, "Hey, let's do something on his show with Dr. Wattenberg and you know the people involved." And that'll bring you know worldwide awareness of this outrage, you know, to you know millions and millions of people, because Alex talks to at least 3 to 5 million people per day through the internet. What an incredible internet marketer that is. Anyhow, if you want to give us a call here on your favorite radio station, it's 831-479-1080. And by the way, this is a K-Day. Hasn't been a K-Day for quite a while. That means that K is here at the radio station, 2300 Portola Drive. She likes to come and sort of be in the studio audience to watch the Saturday special. But she's also here to sign copies of her book for any of you kind people who want to come and help support the radio station and get yourself a heck of a book here to use as a gift or to read yourself or to entertain yourself. So Kay is here, and she will be here until afternoon. She's probably until 12:15, 12:30 today at 2300 Portola Drive. So come on down. The first book is $25. Every other book after that that you buy is only $15, and 100% of the proceeds go to support this independent radio station, the likes of which there aren't too many of left in the United States of America. So let's see. We got more things in the email that we can deal with, and it looks like Rick is screening a phone call here. You know what I want to do? I want to talk a little bit about advertising, effective advertising. What makes an effective ad? All right? What does it? What do you think makes an effective ad? Is it the speaker? Is it who the speaker is? Is it how the announcer reads the ad? Is it whether or not anybody cares about the product or service being advertised? Think about it. What is it that makes an ad great? In my mind, what makes an ad pretty effective is if it's humorous and people talk about it on talk radio, because that way it gets more and more play, right? I mean, if you come up with a really, really clever ad, what will happen is people will talk about it on one of the talk shows, and then it sort of evolves into a continuing commercial. Rick, we've got a stop set coming up. I guess it's about time for a commercial break. Anyhow, is the Mark Concrete ad that I voiced, is that in this stop set or is that next hour? If you can bring it up to play during this stop set,
yeah, maybe, I'll have it be number one.
Well, either that or either the beginning or the end. But
have it be the end then.
Okay.
It'll be the headliner.
Let's make it the end. We can talk about that a little bit. But in the meantime, if you want to join us here on the Saturday special, give us a call at 479-1080. We'll let you bring up the topic today, or you can seize on some of the topics that I bring up. You can comment on the Darwin Awards that I find so amusing. We've got some other things from my email, but I'm fascinated by what makes a commercial effective. And I want to ask you if you think this is an effective commercial, the one that I did for Mark Concrete. But take it away, Rick. We'll do the stop set, and the last one in this set will be my new commercial for Mark Concrete, our new sponsor here on KSCO.
KSCO and the Boys and Girls Club present Wet Art, a unique event at the landmark Rittenhouse Building, Santa Cruz, February 18th from 6 to 11 p.m. 36 original creations by local artists using surfer wetsuits will be auctioned to benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Santa Cruz. Edible delights will be featured from Paradise, Clouds, Pono, El Palomar, and Stagneros, with dessert by Marini's and Surf City Coffee. Enjoy a silent auction and wine from Hunter Hill Winery. Join us for an evening of artistic food and fun. Tickets may be purchased at O'Neill's, Annie Glass, and at www.wetart.org.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Howard Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
If electricity flows through it, You can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Xbox 360 repair.
Solar energy kits. Musical Tesla coil.
Video output for my home media center.
Building a new server.
Repairing a student radio station.
More RAM and a sound card.
DSL line.
Network printing, scanning, and faxing for dentists.
Replacing antivirus on 12 machines.
Wireless network for court reporter agency.
Diagnosing sound card problem.
Building a 5-kilowatt amplifier.
Ham radio antenna.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 SoCal Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Hi, I'm Nikos. I'm the owner of Terrabella Landscaping. We're talking with Kara Finn today. We built a garden for her 4 years ago.
One of the really special parts for me was the process. And I think that's one of the things that set you and Terrabella far and away beyond anybody else that I talked to. I had a vision and I had a picture and I had given you just a pencil sketch of what I kind of saw in my mind. And the next time we met, I couldn't believe it. It's like you read my mind. The space we had to use was so small, and I wanted a water feature, 4 fruiting plants, an herb garden, flowers all year long, a shade structure. And then when we installed everything, I was just amazed. Not only did you bring in every element that I really, really wanted in my garden, but you kept coming up with these great ideas. I just love it. 4 years later, every season I'm excited to see what's going to happen next.
We're Terrabella Landscaping, Santa Cruz, California, 831-479-1629, or at gardensforalifetime.com.
Hi everyone, it's MZ. You know, I really appreciate colorful characters and super talented creative people. My friend Mark Lesnick is both. I call him the famous Mark from Mark Concrete, and he deserves to be famous. After all, how many people do you know who can make virtually anything out of concrete and have it be both beautiful and functional? Case in point, our recent state-of-the-art rebuild of our talk studio here at KSCO turned out better than we ever could have imagined, due largely to the centerpiece, a gorgeous custom-made table for our control board, microphones, headphones, and cough buttons, all made of jet black concrete with inlaid abalone shells, brass chips, and our call letters. Mark Concrete gave us exactly what we wanted and more. He can make anything for you out of concrete. Call Mark at 236-0000. That's 236-0000 and tell him MZ sent you.
So what did you think of that ad? Be honest. I mean, with
it
that
was specific. I like the amount of honest details that are given, as opposed to just like reliable, affordable. You said no. This is what he made. These are the features of it. That's important.
So you think
it's
that's
overlooked.
A good ad? You think it'll work?
Yeah.
I mean, we really want it to work. Do you think it'll work out there in KSCO land? Give us a call at 479-1080. I want you to tell me if you think that's an effective ad. I want to talk about other things. If you have an ad that's really, that everybody agrees is effective, it's funny or it's clever or it's creative or whatever, how long should you play it? Is there a limit to how long an effective ad can be effective? For example, in the last stop set, the first ad, or I think it was the second ad you played, Rick, was for Gilda's Restaurant on the Wharf, okay? Now, Big Boy Stagnaro recorded that ad the first year that we owned KSCO, which was 1991, 21 years ago. And we've asked Big Boy to freshen that ad. And he says, no, I like it just the way it is. It's the exact same ad. That's been running without change, without anything. Well, there was a slight change. There was a slight change once. Unfortunately, his sister Gilda, who was the namesake for the restaurant, passed away. And so there was a little edit that was added. But he says the ad works great, and he's happy with it, so there's no reason to change it. Okay, so you do what the advertiser says, and that's just the customer is always right, right? So what do you think about that? I mean, well, look, we got a couple of people on the phone now.
Oh, thank God someone called. Okay, John in Santa Cruz about radio ads. You're on the air on KSCO. Hey there.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Good morning. I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time, and now you're hitting the subject right on.
Okay.
You run PSAs, you know, the bobcat in the cave and things like that, the rattlesnake or the kid falls in the well, those kind of things. Are you required to play those?
No. No.
Okay. Then here's my question. I don't understand why you would play those rather than give Stagnarrows a freebie right now.
We do plenty of freebies, but we don't want to be obnoxious.
Yeah, I understand that.
I happen to believe that you can do so, you could be, that an ad can be on so much that it can have the reverse effect.
Right, right.
What do you think?
Well,
of course we're going to take care of our loyal customers.
I think maybe the lower end advertisers, the newer ones that are just experimenting, just to see if they can make this thing work, make it cost effective. I think you pull the PSAs and you give the newcomers, like the Tara Gardner guy, give them a freebie since you're giving a freebie time anyway. Give it to the locals rather than the rattlesnake in the cave. Who cares?
You know, I haven't heard the rattlesnake in the cave.
It's the bobcat in the cave and then the rattlesnake on the hill and the rocks or something. You know, all these nonsense.
Yeah, well, you know, the guys, Rick, you'll agree that I'm always hammering the staff around here to freshen the promos and the commercials and the everything. We want to have a fresh-sounding radio station, right? So, you know, I think people tune out when they keep hearing the same old stale things. So,
Fair enough.
But no, you're right, and we actually, it's a secret, but we sort of do that already.
I know you do. I know.
Okay.
But anyway, I've just been wanting to ask you if you're
John, are you in business?
I am.
What kind of a business?
I just rather leave it alone.
It's an illegal, it's an illicit business?
I'm doing just fine.
Oh. No. I don't mean you're doing okay. I mean, who would want to turn down an opportunity to get a free commercial? We're not going to send you a bill for this unless you're doing something illicit that you're ashamed of.
Mr. Zwirling, I have a check in the mail to you.
Okay. All righty.
I'm already on your team.
You have a good one.
All right.
You take care. There goes John in Santa Cruz. Here comes Keith in Santa Cruz. Keith, what about Mark's ad?
I liked it. Actually, I'm listening from the viewpoint because for several years now I've been considering running an ad with you myself. And I always look at it kind of from that angle. As far as them getting old, just leave it to Warren Knox. Yeah, those get old really fast.
The
Mark ad was nice, though. I like the Mark ad. It was specific. Gave me a visual. I'm out here driving around paying bills this morning, and I didn't realize that you were setting up that commercial. So I was listening from a perspective of this is fresh, and I liked it a lot.
Well, of course, it was the first time it's been played. what do you think that ad will be effective? How long should we play it, I guess? I mean, I always recommend that advertisers, you know, record several ads and do it in their own voices because they're always the most effective, I think. So what am I doing it with my voice for? We're going to get Mark on to cut his own spot. But I insisted, actually, because all of us at the station here are just so jazzed about the job that he did for us. We wanted something really, really special and unique. And he gave
it. Sounds like you got it.
He gave it to us. He really
That's
did.
Great.
And you know, he said, "Yeah, I see this here, and what about this, and what about that?" And I said, "That looks great." He showed us a picture. He showed us some examples. He sent us over to Bay Plumbing, and said, "Here, see the contractor's table, or you know, where you buy all your stuff at Bay Plumbing."
The counter there.
Go look at that. He said, "I made that." We looked at that, and it was just fantastic. It was incredible. And, you know, Mark has done things for he told me just yesterday that I think at the lobby of Google, he did their counter, a big, you know, entry table or something like that, you know, where they greet people.
Oh, I think this conversation is probably worth about six of the spots you could run.
Yeah. So anyhow,
you should have me do something for you, then you could talk about me.
Okay, well, so what kind of what business do you have, Mark? You're Keith. Excuse me, sorry.
I'm the proud owner of Seabright Construction, general contractor.
Oh, great, great. Yeah, well, listen, I got to tell you, and I, of course I'm biased, and I've always said this, but KSCO is the best kept secret for advertisers, and our rates are just incredibly low. And so, come on down and talk to us.
I'll do that.
Yeah. All righty. Great. Thank you for calling 479-1080. That's our phone number here. And you know what? Talking about ads, while we're on that subject, I've become extra fascinated by ads and who knows how to write and produce a really, really good, effective ad. And we have a syndicated host on both of our stations named Alex Jones. Keith, are you still with us? Are you still on?
I
see you're still here. Do you ever listen to Alex?
I don't catch Alex too much. I'm usually back with the family by that time.
Because on KSCO, when you say by that time, it's 7 or 8 p.m., depending upon what day it is, in the evening, which, mm-hmm. is not radio time typically. But he's on live opposite Rush on our other station, our sister station, KOMY AM 1340, from 9 to noon. And I've gotten to know Alex, and I realize that he is an absolute phenomenon. And he's not on a whole bunch of radio stations, and the few stations that he's on, KSCO is probably one of, if not the biggest one that he's on.
I have to be honest with you. I haven't figured him out yet. I can't tell if it's shtick or what.
Well, but whether it's shtick or what is beside the point. I mean, the guy is incredibly talented, and he has a huge, huge audience. Now, recently, I mean, about a year ago, year and 2 or 3 months ago, back in October of 2010, Alex came to Santa Cruz. And we hired the Coconut Grove ballroom for one night, sold out immediately. So we asked him if he wanted to come and do a second night speaking at, and he said sure. So that second night sold out pretty quickly, and it sold out, and people came from all over. And a lot of people, one of the first things I did when I was introducing him each night, I asked for a show of hands, how many people are here because of KSCO or KOMY? And maybe, I don't know, a third of the hands went up in the room when there were 800 capacity. So what was it? You know, maybe 200, 250 hands went up each night. That meant two-thirds of the room was there not because of KSCO or KOMY. It means that they learned about KSCO and KOMY, not from us, but from Alex talking about it on his worldwide internet show. And so when he came out here, you know, the next day he came to our station and did his program from here using our facilities. And wow, I mean, it was just like it was amazing because so many people had come from so far to go to the Coconut Grove and pay $10.80 to watch Alex speak for passionately about what he talks about for three plus hours. It was absolutely amazing. I think the farthest person came from Ireland, flew in from Ireland to come to Santa Cruz to watch Alex speak. So while he was here, he said, MZ, I understand that you've got an unusual way to fund your very unusual operation, because most talk radio stations, large and small, corporate or otherwise, are mostly running syndicated programming most or all of the time. And we do that at an absolute minimum. And we want to do it, you know, I'd like to be 100% original. Alex is something special, and we decided that since he is very, very different from everybody else, we're going to feature him on – we're currently doing it on both stations, actually, because we certainly didn't want to We didn't want to bump Rush because people need to have their Rush fix, but Alex's show happens to run exactly the same time that Rush's does live, so we have this other station called KOMY, and we decided to put Alex on that station. When he was out here, he said, I understand you have a very interesting, innovative way to bring in revenue, you know, in addition to the standard advertising. And he said, would you tell me about it? I said, sure. After 20 seconds, he said, let's do it. I want to do it too. So here's what I want to share with you. And here's what's absolutely amazing. I want to play two or three commercials that Alex has recently recorded for our the Youngevity products. And you hear a lot of commercials on KSCO, and a lot of them are stale and old. And I've got this crazy idea that it will freshen the radio station and help people and raise funds for the radio station and help Alex Jones and help the people who buy the products. Anyhow, let's see. I think this is working in the iPhone right now. Let me press the iPhone here and see if we can...
into wine, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now that is an effective commercial. I know, because we're getting about 220 signups per day for the last month, you know, ever since the ad started playing. 250 signups a day, and it's going up every day.
You got to love that voice. It's like Michael Savage meets movie announcer guy.
Isn't it something? It's not only the voice, it's the passion. It's the word salad that he tacks together. I mean, my God, I wish there's a guy who people should study in college. He knows how to market stuff, you know. But of course, you know, it starts with believing in the product, obviously. I mean, no one's gonna record a passionate ad like that and be a whore, you know, if they don't really believe in it. And actually, you know, he was with us for you know, better part of a year before he started writing and recording his own ads because he had used the products. Anyhow, I get so jazzed when I hear something that works. And you don't even need to try it to know that it's good. Let me play another one here. Here, let's see.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, so this is our version of the Super Bowl ads. You know, a lot of people like, you know, football, but a lot of people tune into the Super Bowl to see these fabulous ads, the most creative and expensive ads that are ever, you know, that happen all year long. So I'm going to play you one more ad here, and then we'll have a discussion about it if you want to, okay? Because You know, I think this is so
cool. I'd seen the Youngevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Youngevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay. So wasn't that a great ad? I mean, three great bat them out of the ballpark ads. All right, that was Alex Jones. I want to thank Alex for doing those ads. And by the way, InfoWarsTeam.com is a website that we replicate. We actually have our own version of that, KSCOTeam.com. So you can either go to InfoWarsTeam.com or you can go to KSCOTeam.com and look at videos and find out, you know, if you're interested in our business, do that too. Anyhow, entrepreneurism is what it's all about, you know, being in charge of your own destiny, whether it's Youngevity or doing your own thing like Keith. Keith, you're still there?
I am. I'm just watching the wave, so it's no big problem.
Oh, okay, good. Keith, you're still – and so you're in business too. So
right.
Isn't it cool to be an entrepreneur and not have to worry about being fired? Of course, you have to worry about getting business. But,
I have to find a new job every week, so it's kind of it reminds you of how the market is for sure.
Right. Okay. Well, great. So, listen, thanks for calling the KSCO Saturday special. We got a number of other calls here that we'll
right,
want to
take care
so,
of.
Thank you. There goes Keith in Santa Cruz. Let's see. Who is next here? I think it should be Nikki in Capitola. Hey, Nikki, you're on the air.
Hi there. How are you, Michael?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you?
Good. Good. Well, you just touched on what I was going to mention. I think if you have somebody that you know and trust doing an ad, then I would be more likely to buy that product if I knew and trusted the person that was advertising it.
Well, good. Yeah, that's nothing new, actually. I found that out in 1997 or so when I got curious about how much it would cost to purchase an ad on Paul Harvey on his national show.
Oh.
And just for the heck of it, I called ABC, you know, and which was the you know, the owner and syndicator of the Paul Harvey News and Comment show. And what do you think they told me back then what the cost was? For any idea?
It had to have been a couple of thousand.
How about $35,000 for one 30-second ad?
Oh my God.
Played once. That's what the price was back then.
Holy cow.
And and wait a minute, there's more. That you had to sign a contract to buy a minimum of one 30-second ad on Paul Harvey at $35,000 each for a week, for a minimum of 52 weeks. You add that up, it adds up to about $1.6 million cash commitment. And if you could handle that, you still had to send Paul Harvey a sample of your widget or doodad or, you know, product, whatever it was you're going to be advertising, to see if he approved it and would put his name behind it and his reputation.
Wow. And then would you probably get your money's back worth of, I mean, did they work?
Well, I think he was on 1,500 stations, including enormous stations in big cities. So, I mean, you know, paying $35,000 for an ad on Paul Harvey back then in his heyday, was probably a much lower, much lower cost per impression than paying KSCO $50 or $60 for a 60-second spot in prime time, like on Rush or somebody, you know.
Well, good. I'm glad I brought this up because I didn't realize it was so expensive. I ordered Sherry's Berries. I was listening to Rush, and he recommended that product. And I sent it to a friend, and they absolutely loved it. So I ordered several more times. But she must have paid an arm and a leg for that to be on Rush.
Yeah, let's see. What was Rush Limbaugh? I think when I checked, it was running about $19,000 for a 30-second spot. Now, I think it's I think it's changed. I think times are a whole lot different now because, you know, we're talking about in the mid-90s, it was a whole different media world. The internet was here, but it hadn't caught on yet. They didn't have high-speed broadband like it just about everybody has now. And like I said, I mean, there were barriers to entry, and just about everybody was glued to the networks. And now people are glued to... They're glued to whatever's good and whatever's unique and whatever's different. And that's why I like KSCO to be as original as possible.
Yeah, okay? You got to keep up, that's for sure.
Yeah, and take advantage of the technology. And boy, Alex sure knows how to do that. His studio looks in Austin looks like CNN. I mean, it almost puts CNN to shame. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Anyhow, so...
Well,
yeah, I'm fascinated by advertising, and I hope that we can learn, you know, from Alex to be, you know, to be as effective, you know, marketers, both with our audio ads and our use of new media, you know, because
right.
that's where the future is.
Well, it's a great program today, and I sure thank you.
Well, thank you, Nikki. How long have you been listening to KSCO?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'd say 15 years.
Oh, okay. And how did you discover us? Was it...
Just probably tuning on the radio and found something interesting, and I stuck with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Michael.
Okay, thank you. Here comes Marshall in Santa Cruz. Marshall, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Thanks for allowing me to talk on the radio. I think you're the greatest thing since white bread.
White bread is a terrible thing. You know what Pharmacist Ben says? I mean, thank you for the compliment. I assume you meant that as a compliment. But Pharmacist Ben says the whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead.
I wanted to say that Alex Jones shouldn't be studied in college. You should be. How can you take a little radio station in Santa Cruz and figure out how to not have to rely so much on advertising and use it as a tool to create other venues? I love you, man. I love you, Michael.
You're very kind to say that. I appreciate it, Marshall. Well, now, listen, I came up with this idea. I've been working on this for years and years, and I think it's starting to gel in my brain. You know what we were talking about today earlier about stale ads and stale PSAs, and, you know, even if it's a good ad, you play it over and over and over again.
Stale voices, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody should be drawn in. I think we should have contests for people to make their own ads for longevity products. There's like 600 of them, you know?
And we should
encourage people to make their own ads on their laptop computers or their iPhones or something and email them to us, and we'll play them for free. And they could direct the ads. The ads can direct them to their own website that we'll set up for them for free. And then they'll build lines for themselves. It'll support the radio station. It'll support KSCO. It'll support them. It'll support Alex Jones, and it'll support alternative media. It just hit me. It hit me. I couldn't sleep last night. You know.
Do you really want to live in a world where everyone's listening to an ad on an iPhone?
I don't know that there's anything we can do about it.
I love the radio.
I don't know what we can do about that. You know. I mean, I still listen to the radio.
Okay, I have an ad for you right now.
All right.
Ron and Bridget's, $4 a pack for camels. It's right there across from Rite Aid, up the street. flag hanging outside the door. American flag, by the way.
All right.
Oh, okay. $4 out the door.
A pack?
A pack.
See, now listen. Door. Now listen. We love Ron and Bridget. And I, to show you how little I know about smoking, all right, the last time I paid attention, a pack of cigarettes was 45 cents. And it was in a machine.
Oh, 55 for Ian, 55 cents a gallon.
Oh, okay.
that's the way I remember it.
Okay. All righty. Well, listen, Marshall, thank you very much for calling, and especially thank you for the kind words. Nobody ever gives me a compliment, so I really appreciate it.
I love you, man.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Take care. Here's Mike in Boulder Creek. Mike, welcome to KSCO, the Saturday special. Oh, my God. It's 11 a.m. Can you hold on, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, because CNN has to come off.
A sustained bombardment from the Syrian military. That is routine, a deadly routine they have lived for the better part of a week, a routine that has killed hundreds of people and wounded hundreds of more.
Syrian state media says a brigadier general was killed this week by terrorists, but a Free Syrian Army officer says the regime might have carried out the assassination itself. Rupert Murdoch says the arrest of five of his employees at the Sun newspaper in London won't stop him from being its publisher. Authorities detained eight people in all as part of an inquiry into alleged illegal payments to police and officials. Maine Republicans announced their caucus results tonight. CNN Shannon Travis reports Ron Paul campaigned the most in Maine.
While the other candidates a few weeks ago were campaigning in Florida, Ron Paul headed north and came here. He's got a lot of young supporters here, a lot of libertarian supporters here, but not so fast, Mitt Romney is saying. First of all, he's obviously a favorite son of New England, and he came here with like an 11th hour appeal last night. Today, he did something for the first time, appearing at a caucus site.
The conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, holds its presidential straw poll today. CNN's Mark Preston reports Rick Santorum might come out on top.
In the last 3 days, Rick Santorum, who a lot of people didn't think had a shot at the Republican nomination, is now seen as the conservative alternative to Mitt Romney. He's raised $3 million, his campaign has said, in the last 72 hours.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Do you want to get a jump start on your finances for 2012? We close a majority of our home loans in 30 days or less, so you can purchase a new home or save money by refinancing and wrap up those New Year's resolutions in record time. Here's the best part. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. And we're proud to announce that for the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the United States. That rate again is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day and call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
It turns out more than work is getting done at the workplace. Apparently, love is in the air.
We're seeing Cupid's arrows flying back and forth between cubicles. 38% of workers said they have dated a coworker at least once in their career.
Jennifer Grass is with CareerBuilder.com. She says their survey also found sometimes the dating turns serious.
31% of those workers said that they actually went on to marry that person.
And this is a tricky one.
Nearly one in five workers, 18%, said they have dated their boss.
Something that could cause all sorts of problems with coworkers who are not dating the boss. The survey finds often coworkers become more when running into each other in social settings like happy hours.
Also, we're seeing that's happening where you're just spending a lot of time at work. You've got heavier workload and people are spending more time at the office, and you see more of those closer personal bonds develop.
The industry with the most dating, hospitality, where you're supposed to be friendly. I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Tomorrow on History. Are you a man or an axe man? If you know how to run a chainsaw, you may be an axe man. If you've dodged a tree or two, you may be an axe man. You treat your friends like you treat your family.
What the hell are you doing?
Despite everything, you love your job.
Another day in paradise.
We know the answer. You are an axe man. All new episodes of Axemen. followed by the series premiere of Full Metal Jousting, tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History. Meet every day.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
11:05 on this Saturday morning, February 11th. This is KSCO. I'm Rick O'Shea with a King of the Hill traffic update. Highway 17 had an earlier problem by Glenwood Cutoff in the northbound direction. It has been cleared. Still slow in the area. Elsewhere in San Jose, northbound 680 to the northbound Berryessa Road off-ramp. Two-car accident. One vehicle started to smoke. It's off on the shoulder. CHP and fire crews on scene. Dunn Avenue, just east of Forest Drive, out towards Gilroy. Two-car accident. One vehicle swerved to avoid a ladder that fell off the truck that was in front. Emergency crews are there as well. KSCO weather generally clear. Temperatures will be in the 50s and lower 60s with clouds moving in this afternoon. Already seeing a hefty amount of clouds outside KSCO studios. Generally cloudy Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday with a chance of showers off and on. Before we jump into hour two of the Saturday special with MZ, time for the latest K's commentary. This is KSCO.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is K's Whirling.
I just learned about the meaning of the flag-draped coffin. Maybe some of you knew this, but some may not. Those who think that America is an arrogant nation should really reconsider that thought. Our founding fathers used God's words and teachings to establish our great nation. Be proud of the country we live in, and even more proud of those who serve to protect our God-given rights and freedoms. Here is how to understand the flag that is laid upon the coffin and is surrendered to so many widows and widowers. Did you know that at military funerals, the 21-gun salute stands for the sum of the numbers in the year 1776? Have you ever noticed the honor God pays meticulous attention to correctly folding the USA flag 13 times? You probably thought it was to symbolize the original 13 colonies. But we learn something new every day. The first fold is a symbol of life. The second fold is a symbol of the belief in eternal life. The third fold is in honor and remembrance of the veterans departing the ranks who gave a portion of their lives for the defense of our country. The fourth fold represents the weaker nation, for as American citizens trusting in God, it is to Him we turn in times of peace as well as in time of war. The fifth fold is a tribute to our country in dealing with other countries. The sixth fold is for where people's hearts lie. It is with their hearts that they pledge allegiance to the flag of the USA and the republic for which it stands. The seventh fold is a tribute to its armed forces, for it is through the armed forces that they protect their country and their flag against all her enemies. The eighth fold is a tribute to the one who entered into the valley of the shadow of death. The ninth fold is a tribute to womanhood and mothers, for it has been through their faith, their love, loyalty, and devotion that has made this country so great. The tenth fold is a tribute to the father, for he too has given his sons and daughters for the defense of their country. The 11th fold represents the lower portion of the seal of King David and King Solomon and glorifies in the Hebrews' eyes the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The 12th fold represents an emblem of eternity and glorifies, in the Christian's eyes, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And finally, the 13th fold, or when the flag is completely folded, the stars are uppermost, reminding the recipients of their nation's motto, "In God We Trust." Share this with the children you love and all others who love what is referred to, the symbol of liberty and freedom, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. Our soldiers have preserved your right to make this choice, and kudos to you, Marcia, for sharing this. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Hour two of the Saturday special.
Yeah, sorry. My bad. Sorry.
Presented to you by the famous Mark of Mark Concrete, a true magician when it comes to concrete fabrication. If you want something special, you have to call Mark of Mark Concrete. He'll make it for you. You guessed it, out of concrete. Call 236-0000. That's 236, and then just keep hitting zero till Mark picks up. Time for hour two of the Saturday special with MZ.
Is that not the coolest phone number you've ever heard?
Never seen anything like it.
Yeah, that's his personal cell number. He didn't want to give that out. And I said, Mark, you got to get it. It's so easy to put on the radio. You know, so anyhow, I convinced him. So, yeah, okay. I guess it's time to start hour number two officially here.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but...
We're going to continue our discussion about ads with Mike in Boulder Creek and anybody else who wants to chime in. But I understand there's a very important person here.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really got to go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
That's what we call the tease in the radio business. Welcome to hour number two of the Saturday special. I'm MZ here at KSCO and KSCO.com. I think more and more people are listening to us, maybe even more listening on the internet now than over the air. Is that possible? Maybe. Anyhow, KSCO.com is a place where you can click listen live on your iPhone or your smartphone, your Android phone, whatever, or your internet connection. But Mike in Boulder Creek has been so kind to wait so long, it wouldn't be right to not put him on. You're on, Mike.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
I was calling about your advertising. And I listen to your show a lot, and I'm a general contractor, and I use actually some of your advertised other contractors on there as far as roofing contractor and electrical, because I'm having a hard time finding reliable people, and those are the reliable ones actually that you're advertising.
Hey,
also, I use a purity product that you guys have touted into the ground, but I like listening to the testimonials because I'm 50 years old and I'm physically working and active all day, and also I do a lot of sports stuff, and the product has shown up, and it is what they say it is. I can call and talk to somebody. I can order when I want, and they're a great company, just like you guys have advertised.
Great.
So thank you.
Hey, well, that's good. Yeah, I guess a company wouldn't continue to advertise, A, if they weren't getting results from the station, and B, if their products weren't any good, because a good salesperson can sell anybody anything once, but it better be what it's cracked up to be, or there aren't going to be any repurchases, that's for sure. So,
right.
Anyhow.
Well,
yeah.
I thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it. Phone number to call is 479-1080 in area 831. We're talking about advertising and what makes a particularly effective ad. I'm fascinated by that because, you know, I need to study that a whole lot more than I have so that we can continue to do better and better jobs for our advertisers here on KSCO. And nothing jazzes me up more than having an advertiser say to me or say to our station, of all the advertising I've ever done, KSCO advertising worked the best for us. And it's just really, really cool to hear that, and it makes it all worth it here. So give us a call at 479-1080 if you want to continue this topic, or we can talk about some other things here. But let's see. I have heard – oh, we have Brad and Aptos here. Let's take Brad's call here real quick. Brad, welcome to KSCO, the Saturday special with MZ. You're on.
MZ, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good, Brad.
Good, good. Hey, listen, there are a couple of reasons I'm calling. I'm glad you're doing this show today. About 3 weeks ago, you did a show about open marriage, and I called in first thing and asked you about an ad that had been running for Newt Gingrich.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to apologize to you because it was not KSCO that had been playing that ad. Although, I will say that it's funny because the day after that, it completely stopped running everywhere. So, anyway, I owed you an apology. I wanted to give that to you.
Okay.
As far as the advertising on your station goes, a couple of points. I like those PSAs with Sassy, but that's because I also like your classic radio that you play sometimes.
Yeah.
Reminds me of that. But the one guy, and I want to ask you this, does Charlie write his own copy for the ads he does?
He's given the bullet points, and then he Charlie-izes it.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If I had a company, I would have Charlie read my advertising.
He does such a good job. He really does.
He is so descriptive. And, man, I mean, he almost puts you in the place just listening to him describe it on the radio. I think he does a fantastic job for you.
Well, he doesn't. He's been called best pitch man on our station. And he's very, very good at that. Although we have Dr. Bill now, who's pretty well known and pretty effective. He's brought in a number of advertisers that are here with us only because Dr. Bill is here with us. And
Sea Crane Radio are the ones that he brought along with him, and he does do a good job. But now, of course, you know, Charlie's talking about local places that we're familiar with, so it does a little better there, and this is new stuff that Dr. Bill's presenting to us, so it might take a bit of time for that to kind of sink in. But I'll tell you what, the three ads that Alex Jones has done for you are great for longevity. I think those are going to really pan out well.
Oh, they have already. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's for the InfoWars team. And the InfoWars team is the umbrella. InfoWars.com is Alex's hugely popular site. And I just used that word and added the word team to it. And what we're doing is, as we add radio stations, we're doing WXYZ team, KXYZ team, KSCOteam.com, and so forth. And then people can sign up at those stations to buy the products at those stations' websites. And the commission structure flows up to benefit all of us. And I think this is so cool. Now, I tried to get KGO and the big guys, you know, years ago to understand this business concept because I've been using it since 1996. If you don't, if you think for 1 second that to have a radio station that has original content as much as we do can be done, with the level of advertising that we've had traditionally, forget it. I mean, it just, there's a reason that you don't find stations like KSCO. It doesn't pay. At least doing it the traditional way with advertising being your only form of revenue. Now, I came up with this idea of marrying the power of network marketing with the power of talk radio, and I came up with that concept in 1996, and that's what's kept this station going. You know, and now I always had a hunch that same concept could be applied to any kind of a program, not just an alternative health show like Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You know, any program where you, where the host has a special connection with a particularly large, adoring audience. Okay.
Well, and I think that's why, Alex, like you said, you've already seen the results. But when you're talking about 3 to 5 million people a day, that's got to be huge. Now, I did want to ask you a question. While you were down there with Alex, was there any talk of him anytime soon coming back to Santa Cruz?
Not really. He's going to, maybe sometime, but there was no talk of it specifically. He's headed in the opposite direction, I think. He's sort of like John Madden. He's going to be, he doesn't fly. He uses a bus, I mean, a big motor home that he just acquired recently, and he's going on the road. Soon. We hope he'll come this direction, but there are no plans that I know of right away.
Okay. I appreciate it. And
Brad, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bill and Marina, you're on the air on KSCO on the Saturday special. What's up?
Hello, this is Bill from Marina. I just wanted to make one suggestion about your advertisements. I think your advertisements are some of the most entertaining on radio. However, it would be good for the ads to repeat the contact and address information at the very end of the ad.
Because we always do that, I think, at least two or three times.
And not at the very end of the ad, because a lot of times I'll start listening to it, I'll get interested in it, the ad will end, and I'll go, wait a minute, what's the address, what's the number, and that's happened to me several times with your station. So
okay, well, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Heads will roll, probably mine, we'll see. Anyhow, so appreciate it, Bill. Thanks very much for the suggestion here. It's 11:20 on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. At least it's mine. I hope it's yours. And let's see. I see the a little pulsating electronic signal here that tells me that our ISDN line is active. And let's see if there is a voice on the other end. Hello, voice.
Hello.
It's there. Okay, now say a few words. And I'll shut up and without saying who you are and see if people figure out who you are.
Okay, I will, Michael. I don't fly either. I'm very much like John Madden. I used to fly all the time when I worked at CBS in New York. Used to love flying until I covered a plane crash and saw something very upsetting. So I'm not flying down to Santa Cruz. What do you think of that?
You don't really have to fly. You can drive to Santa Cruz.
I know.
Okay. Now, I want people to call 479-1080 if you want to guess who this person is. 479-1080. And so you say a few more words. The phones are lighting up now here. So,
well, you know, Michael, I'm sort of fascinated, not just about the advertising topic. Quickly about that, I think it's very difficult if you're a talk show. If someone happened to be a talk show host and they were asked to do an ad for something they didn't care about or didn't believe in, I think you can really tell. And I think
you can, because it's just...
You know, even if someone is tremendously professional and can do a great job, if they don't really care about the product or they haven't tried it and like it, it's going to lack that oomph that you really need to be successful.
Yeah. So anyhow, did you hear those ads that Alex Jones did?
I did.
Aren't those incredibly powerful? Someone said to me, the owner of Talkers Magazine said to me, that man Jones is so friggin' talented. If he did a gardening show, it would be the best gardening show that's ever been done.
So are you telling us Alex is going to be doing a gardening show soon?
No, I'm not telling you. All I'm telling you is that says it all. He gets it. He understands how to write effective ads, how to voice effective ads, and how to get the ads out there using new technology better probably than anybody in the world today.
Well, you know something? I gave a certain person who's on your station, Rush Limbaugh, his start in television broadcasting. I won't tell you where or how I did that, but I always he did the connect thing with Uggs boots. I'm a big vegetarian. I don't like killing animals for shoes and stuff, but I've got some foot problems.
And I've probably had 30 pairs of Uggs over the years and wouldn't have known about them at all, and they wouldn't have been such a successful product because they're ugly as all get out.
Why if it hadn't been called Uggs?
For you know who. Yeah. So there's an example.
Well, anyhow, so let's see if we've got some callers here. Okay. Billy and Capitola.
Oh,
hello, Mike. I'll bet you're going to get it right.
I know who it is. Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, Billy.
Well, wait a minute. Don't say who it is.
All right.
Because Billy knows for sure who it is.
Yeah, I do.
So I'm going to put you on hold, Billy. Let's see if Sybil in San Jose can guess here. Sybil, welcome to KSCO.
You're on
the air. Who's the mystery guest?
Oh, it's Christine Kraft.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Sybil.
My favorite talk show host. You know, I try to email her. I think I sent you, MC, an email, and I said you have to have Christine Kraft on if she's not on KCO anymore.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes,
and
I am.
I tried to get her email. She changed her email address.
Did you hear what Christine said, Sybil? She is still doing some time on KGO,
yes,
right?
Yes. I've actually worked more since the bloodbath than before. So I still am, but I never know, you know, typically because I still do fill in there. But I was on last weekend. And the weekend before. So I survived somehow and happily am glad to help out there whenever I'm asked, of course. I would love to be closer to the ocean, you know. I live in Sacramento, and that's not really fair for an ocean lover, do you think?
Yeah, exactly. A surfer girl, yeah.
Well,
how can I get your email address?
Just ChristineKraft2@yahoo.com.
It came back. It didn't work.
Well,
maybe you spelled two T-W-O instead of the digit two. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, you have to use the number, and you need my name is spelled with C's, not K's. So try again, Sybil, and we'll chat. Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Sybil.
I'm so
you're getting to hear Christine on KSCO, at least for today anyhow. So thanks for calling.
Really?
You want to give us a call, 479-1080. Anybody else? 479-1080. Go. Hey, Billy. Okay, so you're back, and we knew you knew.
Hi, Billy.
Yeah. Still not deferential enough, eh?
No, I'm still not. You know, I'm kind of fascinated by some of the political stuff going on, and I wonder what KSCO listeners think, if they think any of the four clowns who are running on the Republican side have any chance of beating Obama, do you think?
They like Ron Paul a lot around here.
Yeah, sure do.
And there's much to like about Ron Paul, actually, but there's also much to not like.
Well, that's what I say. I always say he's half right and half crazy.
That's right. I mean, if I hear him say one more time, liberty, I think I'm going to vomit. And the reason is that, you know, he's right about getting us involved in unilaterally bombing sovereign nations. I mean, he's right about that stuff and how we really can't afford wars right now. We need to take care of the American people.
He's right. We should get rid of all the bases that we're still stuck in around the world.
I don't know if I'd agree with you about that one because I'm a Navy brat, but I'll tell you one thing I disagree with him about, Billy, and I don't know about Michael as well. But he says that, you know, he's an obstetrician, so he certainly knows women's parts and all that. But when he talks about he's very much opposed to abortion, and that's certainly his right to be opposed that way. But he would decide if a woman comes to him, said Ron Paul, and she claims to have been raped, he would ascertain whether or not she's being honest about that before providing abortion services. I'm sorry, I don't call that liberty. So I don't think any four of these clowns have a chance of beating Obama, frankly.
What do you think of Santorum?
I think they're all clowns, and I think that's the problem in the Republican Party right now. Many, many strong Republicans, and I have many conservative, truly conservative friends, are appalled by these four choices. And the buzz today is that Jeb Bush will be brought in at a brokered convention.
Well, don't you think that's about their only chance to win?
Probably.
Yeah.
Jeb Bush, huh?
Hey, Jeb Bush. Like?
Uh-huh. Michael, what did I win by knowing it was Christine?
some Beyond Tangy Tangerine will make you healthy and better looking.
All right, I could use that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll get in touch with us at the studio. We'll arrange for that to Billy. Okay. All right. Good. Thanks for calling. All right. So if you want to talk to MZ or Christine here, you can do so 479-1080. in area 831. Love to hear from you. It's 1127 or so. Did we do the commercial break? No, I don't think we did the commercial break. Let's do that, and maybe we'll get some phone callers and you know, afterwards. And if not, I got plenty to talk to Christine about. So stay with us. It's KSCO AM 1080, your favorite radio station. And if it's not, it should be. Get with the program here. Take it away, Rick.
Take the Palace Challenge this Valentine's Day and get creative. Hello, Charlie Friedman here on behalf of Palace Art and Office Supply in Santa Cruz and Capitola. Take the Palace Challenge for this Valentine's Day and create your own Valentine's greeting for your someone special. Oh, come on, don't be such a fuddy-duddy. Nothing you can buy for him or her will be as special as what you make from the heart. Break out of your comfort zone, get off the lazy boy, and head to Palace Art and Office Supply in Santa Cruz or Capitola for a from-the-heart adventure. Palace has cards and markers, papers and glues, glitters and doilies. Palace probably has 20,000 different things you can use to make the most unique and special Valentine's greeting ever. I guarantee, no matter what kind of Valentine's greeting you make, it will make an impression that will be remembered always. But if you're too timid, don't worry, because Palace also has a huge selection of ready-made Valentine's greetings, and one of them will say what you want to say. Go on, take the Palace Challenge and make your Valentine smile. Palace Art and Office Supply on Pacific Avenue in Santa Cruz and off 41st Avenue in Capitola, a proud member of Think Local First, County of Santa Cruz.
Hi, Jacoby here, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Peak Travel Group in San Jose for two reasons. One, I've been a client of theirs for over 25 years, and two, they paid for this commercial. But that's not important. Right now, what is important, that you know just how good these folks are. Now, don't get me wrong, there was a time when, like most of you, I went the internet route to save what I thought would be a couple of bucks and a little time. Well, I'm here to tell you that I couldn't have been more wrong. In fact, when I took time to compare, Peak Travel beat internet travel sites 70% of the time. And while a dollar here and there is important, there's no substitute for experience and peace of mind. Simply put, the folks at Peak Travel have been there and done that. No matter where you're headed, there's a good chance that a member of our staff has already been there. So whether it's terrific rates on cruises, custom-made vacations, or a business trip, do yourself a favor and call the Peak Travel Group at 800-999-2608. That's 800-999-2608. Or check out their website at peaktravel.com. The Peak Travel Group. Now we're getting somewhere.
My name is Mickey Phelps, Executive Chef at Crown Cafe and Deli Catering, powered by Scotts Valley Market. The reason we opened a deli in Capitola is because we wanted to be more mid-county so we can reach more audiences and target our catering business and really focus on our catering business. So it made it a lot easier for us to be in mid-county. Some of the popular sandwiches that we have are going to be the Mountain Man, which is a tri-tip with onion rings, bacon, and all the fixings. It's got barbecue sauce on it. And the other one is the Irish, corned beef, coleslaw on a nice marble dry with a nice Thousand Island dressing. But all our sandwiches are pretty popular. And we also offer salads. Don't forget that we have outdoor seating and we also have a nice barbecue where we barbecue every day. Nice tri-tip, skirt steak, chicken, and even sausages. Crown Cafe Deli and Catering is located at 3555 Suite G, Claire's Street in Capitola in the Brown Ranch Marketplace.
Our local Red Cross responds to over 2 home fires every week here in the Monterey Bay area, and electrical problems are a leading cause of home fires. Hello, I'm Chris Jensen with JM Electric. One cause of home electrical fires is degradation, which simply means that your electrical wiring and connections have become old and worn out. Prime conditions for starting a fire in your home. JM Electric's current safe inspection can determine if there is degraded wiring inside your walls. To see if your home can benefit from a current safe inspection, call JM Electric today for a free, no-obligation assessment, 422-7819, or jamelectric.com. Now a word from our friends at your local Red Cross.
Hello, I'm Camilla Belluti, and the development manager at the Santa Cruz County chapter of the Red Cross. There were 117 home fires in the Monterey Bay area last year, which means a lot of families needed our help. You can help them by donating your time and money to your Santa Cruz and Monterey Red Cross chapters. We thank you, and your friends and neighbors thank you too.
Jacoby here, host of Raising the Standards. You know, Saturdays from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on KSCO. I want to take a moment to tell you a bit about the good folks at Lexus of Stevens Creek in San Jose.
Now, if you drive a Lexus, you're well aware of their relentless pursuit of perfection. What you may not know about Lexus of Stevens Creek is their relentless support of community. Day in and day out, they're stepping up to help nonprofit groups reach their goals. Find out more about Lexus of Stevens Creek and how they can host your event at LexusCharity.com. Oh, and check out the new Lexus CT200H Hybrid. 42 miles to the gallon and starting at under $30,000. Now, there's a win-win. Help the planet and help yourself to a great deal at Lexus of Stevens Creek. Good folks. Great car.
That's a wonderful little promo. Where did that come from? It's been around here for a few years. You know who did that?
No, I don't. But weren't you still in pursuit of the woman who did the intro to this show?
Yeah, yeah. And that's that
come up empty-handed. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We haven't. Yeah, haven't ascertained whether she's still alive or not. But in any case, you know what I'm talking about, right? I mean, everybody knows what I'm talking. We'll just do this here, real quick here. That one. I mean, this voice, right?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, that's
darling.
The one.
Yeah.
I hate to hang up.
This voice was in the 50s. It was recorded in the 50s.
I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show.
Oh yeah.
I'd love to visit, but you'll have
It's not quite as good, but it's almost as good as my favorite female vocalist in the whole world of all time. That's Karen Carpenter. But I still don't know who this is. We have to find out. You know, someday we'll find out.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
Okay, we have a special guest, Christine Kraft, with us, and someone called Amy from Scotts Valley, who's called 479-1080. Are you there, Christine? Yeah, you're there now, right? I had to push the button.
I'm here.
Okay, and Amy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Amy. Welcome to KSCO. You're on the air with MZ and Christine.
Okay, I wanted to weigh in about Alex Jones and his whatever he sells. He's so sincere. You could bottle it, you'd have it, you know. So anything you sell, I will try. That's why I try longevity.
You know what? Your telephone is horrible. Are you on one of those new VoIP phones that's supposed to revolutionize the world and instead is making it difficult for anybody to hear you?
I'm on a new Google phone.
A new Google phone?
Well, that speaks not so well for Google.
Well, yeah, I know. I love Google Voice, and I use it for my because there's all kinds of neat, cool features you can do, you know, and it's totally free. But it works on VoIP, Voice over Internet Protocol, which means that it's only as good as your internet connection. So, you know.
So I'll go real quick then.
Okay.
I think it's just bad government trapping myself. But I really like everything that Alex says is really truthful. And the whole Ron Paul dynamic, I'm so Ron Paul.
And unfortunately, talking fast isn't helping. No, talking fast just makes it worse.
Anyhow, Amy, call again from a regular phone because we really want to hear what you have to say. But
yeah.
we just can't understand it, okay? All right, that was Amy in Scotts Valley. Maybe she'll call back from another phone. If you want to give us a call, 479-1080. And we have a very famous person.
Oh, please.
Not every day that you know, the Saturday special has Christine Kraft, the Christine Kraft. You know, I remember Christine Kraft on KSBW here in the
That's where I first started my television career at KSBW TV Channel 8 in Salinas.
And then you were kicked upstairs to San Francisco somewhere. Was it KGO or PIX?
KPIX.
I think
it was KPIX. Yeah. And then to CBS Network.
Oh my God. You know, and so yeah, so you were a media person.
I used to be somebody.
No, Wow, you're still somebody for sure.
I am. That's right.
And so listen. I guess we shouldn't talk about KGO because they're still sort of an employer of yours, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I've been, as you know, I've been down at KSCO and been on several times with you. It's not an issue for me to you know. I am still on KGO. Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but
you probably don't want to weigh in on you know. My contention that they deserve a Darwin Award for what they did, you know. But never mind. I won't put you on the spot.
Let's probably be best if you don't do that. So.
Right. Let's call. Let's hear from John in Slv, which is San Lorenzo Valley, I think. John.
Hey.
John from Slv, you're on the air.
Hi, Christine Kraft.
Hi there. Nice to hear you too. What's on your mind these days?
Well, there's a lot on my mind these
days. I bet.
I wanted to ask you a question about a comment that you just made. I don't know if I heard you correctly, but did you say that Ron Paul's position is that if a woman wants to have an abortion for rape, that she mm-hmm. would have to prove that she was raped?
No, what he said was if it's an honest rape, and that the person who would determine the honesty would be him. He's the gynecologist. And if you just Google Ron Paul and honest rape, you can read the story.
Okay. Because from what I understand about Ron Paul, I mean, that's his personal position, and it's not something that he would try to impose on the country. It's just because he's an obstetrician and loves children and doesn't believe in abortion, that he personally wouldn't perform that abortion.
Right. But his argument is that if a woman says she's been raped, there should be an inquiry into whether or not she's being honest about it. And I'm sorry, that really runs contrary to liberty in its purest sense, don't you think?
Christine, are you certain about that? Are you certain he's not talking about his own personal view as to whether or not he would personally perform the abortion? Because I know to get him to perform an abortion, it would take a very strong motivation.
Well, you know, Google the article. I don't speak for Ron Paul, nor do I know Ron Paul, but I think it's – and you know what I also find so interesting, and I'm a sort of – I was raised a Roman Catholic and all of that, this idea that you know, that what, every sperm is sacred, this anti-contraception point of view, which I find so amusing.
Wait
I guess
a minute.
People...
That's from Monty Python's
You
Meaning
Bet It
of
Is.
Life, you know?
And it's a wonderful song. You should all see it.
Yeah.
But
I like Mr. Creosote the best in that
Oh,
movie.
It's a wonderful movie. What's interesting is that most acts of human conception, you know, when men and women get together, they do the old in out, and there is an act of conception that occurs, you know, which happens because we're still have tons of people on the planet, right? So obviously it keeps happening, many of them starving, by the way, that most of those acts of conception are washed out of the female body naturally. So, you know, I guess in that sense, God is aborting lots of babies, huh?
Well,
I never thought of it that way.
But it's true. Most acts of conception end in that product being flushed out of the body.
You know,
that's just the way it is.
We have fallen into the abortion trap, but it's okay because I like to see loaded phone boards here.
And it's an issue in the campaign, so you know it's one of those things like gun control and abortion. If you raise either one, it's a guaranteed audience. But in this case, it's being much discussed. The Republicans are meeting back in D.C. with their big conference right now, and I actually was listening to Sean Hannity the other night on the radio. He's a Roman Catholic. I think he has 4 or 5 kids, and he was denouncing Catholics who practice contraception. I've got asked Mr. Hannity, you know, if he's probably not listening, although I'm sure he does listen to KSCO, if you're a big Catholic and you never use contraception, how come you only have 5 kids? Wouldn't you have more, you'd think?
Hey, you know, can I say something?
Sure.
You know, I was raised a Catholic, and I'm not a practicing Catholic anymore. It's been years and years and years. But from what I've learned about the Catholic Church and what I perceive as a lot of hypocrisy is that Catholics, as an organization, they want as many children to be born so that they can increase their revenue. It's all about money.
Or perhaps they might also, it's all about money. 8,000 previously undisclosed cases of priest child abuse have just come to light in the state of Minnesota just yesterday. Do the Google. So these Catholics like Mr. Gingrich, who suddenly is Catholic after all these years, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry. My experience as a grown-up person has taught me that if somebody has to tell you how holy they are, they probably aren't.
Hey, guess
yeah, that's
what?
That's very true. And another thing about Catholic priests, something that I just learned is the reason that Catholic priests are not allowed to be married is because back in the day, Catholic priests were leaving, where they were bequeathing their estates to their children,
which
and
the church wanted.
That was taking away from the Catholic Church's
yeah,
money.
That's right. And it's very distressing. It's very distressing if your little heart was raised to believe a certain and Catholics really indoctrinate children. I mean, all religions do, but you know, we have this. Those of us who are, say, less active than we were as children or whatever, are really disgusted to see the fact that the church now has covered up so many of these horrible abuse cases. And I'd like to see some of these Catholic politicians, you know, claiming to have the high holy moral ground, et cetera, discuss the failings of the church with regard to this. As I say, just yesterday, breaking story, 8,000 as to now unreported cases of priestly child abuse, sexual abuse, just come to light.
Well, I'm just lucky that I was never an altar boy, I guess.
Yes, you are.
My okay, brother was, but I don't think he was subjected to that.
And probably most aren't,
and
but
John,
enough
we're,
are.
We're lucky that you called KSCO, but we want to get to some other callers, so thank you very much, okay?
Okay, all well, right. I'm lucky that I have KSCO to listen to. Thank you.
Well, bless you. Here comes yeah, Troy in Scotts Valley. Troy, you're on with Christine and MZ.
Hey, greetings all. Christine.
Hey, Troy.
To the show, huh?
Thanks.
You got a really pretty voice.
Thank you.
Hey, what I'm thinking, where's Clint Eastwood playing all of this, is at the Super Bowl and all? Is he going to try and sneak in there or just do an endorsement or what?
Oh, I don't think so. I think Clint Eastwood is his own man. I think he always has been his own man. I think the best person to ask about that is Bill Wattenberg. They're good close friends. And I don't think Clint Eastwood is intimidated in the least. The fact of the matter is Chrysler's rebounding thanks to, jobs coming back. And I know a lot of Republicans hate to hear that, but we should be happy in our country when it happens. I think that's all he's saying, is that we can recover. I think the Republicans are furious because the ad was like the old Morning in America Reagan ads. It was the same kind of thing, and they objected to the technique of the ad. But I don't think Clint Eastwood is endorsing anybody. I think he was asked that, and he said, no, I'm no partisan for any of these folks, for Obama or any of them. The point is, excuse me, America can rebound as long as we make things again here. I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who could argue with that? Not me.
Well, don't forget farming. That's how we made all the money to buy the battleships and all that was farming and livestock.
Who?
Farming and livestock.
Who made
agriculture?
Who made money?
That's how our country became powerful and great.
Oh.
Yeah, with manufacturing everything, you know.
Industrial revolution.
Instead of manufacturing nothing.
That's what finance industrial revolution is what I'm saying.
Yeah, gotcha.
Troy, thank you so much for calling. I want to load up the lines at 479-1080. Oh my God, Ryan hung up just when we were going to take his call. I want people
He's
to call 479. What?
He's a tease.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, 479-1080 is the phone number to call here, and you can talk to MZ and Christine. Don and Salinas, you are on the air.
How
does it feel to be on the air? Be honest.
Oh, it feels pretty good.
Okay. Good.
It's kind of a rush, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about the poor presidential choice we have on the Democrat side, but you're speaking about the birth control issue in the Catholic Church. I wanted to bring up this point that our poor choice on the Democratic side is done on birth control. You know, first he tried to mandate it for churches. When the Catholic Church said they didn't want to do it, he comes up with a grand bargain of,
I'll still
give it to people who work for Catholic charities and such, but they won't have to pay for it. Us non-exempted people will.
You know, how generous
okay,
of him.
Okay,
well,
let me just raise a couple points from speaking from the perspective of somebody with a womb, and that is, if for insurance companies to provide free birth control pills is actually a win-win for them, because they don't have to pay out, it's much cheaper to not have offspring than to have offspring from a medical insurance point of view, so it's in their best interest to do that. And secondly, I know lots and lots and lots and lots of Catholics and lots of Catholic women and lots of Republican Catholic women who are very involved in politics who all use birth control. So I think the Catholic Church needs to tell its the people who follow it, I would say the majority of Catholics use contraception of some sort, really crack the whip. And if the Catholic Church feels that strongly about it, that they're so outraged that they might have to provide birth control for non-Catholic employees, then they ought to crack the whip and say to all Catholics who are using contraception, you are out, you are excommunicated. Then their words would have some value.
Well, no. I'm not a Catholic, but I don't want to subsidize someone's sex life. I'm sorry. If they can't afford a condom, then don't do it. You know, it's ridiculous that you're going to make other people pay for other people's sex life.
Well, here's the problem.
It's not women's health. I'm sorry. It's not women's health. Just because you have a womb doesn't entitle you to my money.
Well, that's true, but if that woman and many, many others like her are unable to get proper birth control, and it wouldn't be just a condom, there are many, many other things that women actually use, if it's impossible for them to get that or it's too expensive for them to get that, you as the taxpayer are going to end up paying a whole larger burden than just providing birth control pills. So, I mean, go ahead. I understand that you don't want to pay for people's sex, and you think that everybody, presumably men and women, do enjoy sex. I know that may come as a shock to some. But you think it's activity they don't have to engage in. You're absolutely right. None of us has to have sex if we choose not to, hopefully. But
well,
the problem is you're going to end up paying.
You're going to end up.
That's right. But you're cutting off your, despite your nose, face, and all that, because it's going to end up costing you more. Yes. So I appreciate the moral high ground on it.
Sex should be required of all.
Wait, it's not a moral high ground. It's the fact that you liberals want us to pay for everything. You want to mandate free breast feeding for children. You want to mandate
Hold on a second.
Yeah, that's in the health care bill, that you have to provide free breastfeeding material.
I got news for you, caller. Breast milk comes from the mother. It's, you know, government's not going to be providing breast milk. Do you have a problem with women nursing babies in public?
Not as long as they're the ones paying for the wipes and stuff, but if you've got a...
Nobody is proposing any liberals pay for whatever you think. Breast milk is free. It comes from the mother. It's given to the baby. So I don't know where you get that.
Nobody suggests
because
that the liberals pay for anything.
Breastfeeding supplies, breastfeeding classes, places to do the breastfeeding... It's all mandated in the health care bill. You guys didn't even...
What kind of place should there
thing.
Be to do breastfeeding?
I have no idea.
How about just sitting down and breastfeeding your baby? You can breastfeed a baby any place.
Yeah, Don should breastfeed his baby. Anyhow, listen, we've got to take the next caller here.
Or they could be unhealthy babies. You could let them not breastfeed and then have a whole host of illnesses. That would be really inexpensive.
Now calm down, you guys.
Can I do a parting shot here?
Real quick, Don. Real quick, because we got so many
others. Okay, real quick. Get rid of this stinking Obamacare. It's too expensive and too stupid.
And by the way, listen, Michael and Live Oak, Craig in San Jose, Ben and Salinas, and Ryan and Capitola, stay on. Do not hang up. But I want to thank you, Don and Salinas, for listening. Okay. Now,
me
too. Yeah, and so does Christine. Now, let me take off my glasses so I can read this. This just in, well, actually from last evening, from our good friend Zoltan Egarisi. Please read this. It's amazing what's in Obamacare. This is only one of many hidden taxes and non-health related items. This is why it has to be repealed by our new president. Glad to see this is going around. Da, 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 da. This will blow you away. Did you know that if you sell your house after 2012, you will pay a 3.8% sales tax on it? That's $3,800 on a $100,000 home, etc. When did this happen? Well, it's in the health care bill and goes into effect in 2013. Why 2013? Could it be to come to light after the 2012 elections. So this is, quote, change you can believe in, unquote, question mark. Under the new health care bill, all real estate transactions will be subject to a 3.8% sales tax. If you sell a $400,000 home, there would be a $15,200 tax. The bill is set to screw the retiring generation who often downsize their homes. Does this make you and your November and 2012 vote more important? Oh, you weren't aware this was in the Obamacare bill? Guess what? You aren't alone. There are more than a few members of Congress that aren't aware of it either. I know that if you forward this to every single person in your address book, you know, things will be good because...
And they'll just love to get that email from you, won't they?
Now, yeah. So anyhow...
I got a thought on health care,
Michael. But wait a minute, Christine. Is that a terrible thing that's about to happen? Sales tax on real estate transactions?
Well, I don't believe it for starters.
Really?
No, I don't.
If it was true.
Absolutely makes no sense whatsoever.
Maybe this is one of those dirty tricks that the other side is trying to play.
It's a conspiracy. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing about healthcare.
But if it was true, you would be upset with the people who want to make this, who snuck it in, right?
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay. Alrighty.
Let me just say, people get so upset to say, oh, it's socialistic health care, this and that. And then if you point out to them something that really will blow their minds, they just can't accept it, and that is, go on to Google, use your Google, and Google longevity statistics for every single country. And you'll find that the countries that have single payer government-run health care, they live longer than we do. I wonder why that is.
Okay, let's ask Michael in Live Oak. Michael, do you wonder why that is, too?
I actually missed the question.
Never mind. What did you call about? Well, there's no
anyway, very very quickly, I know time is running out. Christine, it's wonderful to hear you.
Hi there.
I missed the first part of your being on the program. I woke up just about 20 minutes ago or so.
Because I put him to sleep the first hour.
No, I'm a night person. But anyway, your shows on KGO are too infrequent. I always look forward to when you're on. You talk about not only politics but also human interest stuff. It's always very animated.
You never know what I'm going to say next, do you?
That's
right. Fun.
So go ahead. Michael, it would be wonderful if Christine could be on KSCO.
We got to figure out a way. We're going to try to. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. Okay, Michael, got to go. But
okay,
I want to get Craig in San Jose. Craig, you're on the air. Craig. Hey, Craig.
Hey, MZ. I called to talk to you. This whole issue is about this fascist communist president trying to take control of the Catholic Church. You listen to any Catholic broadcast or anything, and they'll tell you it's about him forcing all these Catholic organizations, telling them what to do, telling them how to run their church and their organizations, you know. And it's not just birth control, it's abortion pills, too. Everything forever with the Catholic Church.
You know what the deal is?
Hey, lady, screw you. I didn't.
Now you be nice, Craig.
What a sweetheart. He's a good Catholic, no doubt.
The beginning.
Are you a good Catholic?
I said right for the. I didn't call to talk to you, okay?
Oh.
I mean, I'll give somebody else a chance now, but that's it, Michael. That's it. I swear to God, I'm not lying. Bye. Thank you.
Okay.
No doubt he's a wonderful, God-fearing man who's a great protector of women. I just wonder, if you're Catholics out there, how many of you use contraception? My argument is that most do, and the Catholic Church, if it's so opposed to it, needs to kind of convince their followers to follow the line.
Ben and Salinas, you're on the air.
This is the great Ben.
The great Ben and Selena.
Yes, that last caller and the guy Don. These guys seem, how could he dare disrespect my hero, Christine Kraft, over the air like that? These men that have such a problem with breastfeeding, I think they were both nursed by the same bull. Okay,
exactly.
Now,
they're shocked by the idea that human beings, you know, get wonderful nourishment from the mother, particularly when they're first born. It's a kind, good, healthy thing to do, not a bad thing.
That's what I love about you, Christine. You tell the truth whether they can handle it or not. Do you really believe, Christine, that Jeb... Because I said on the air a year ago, I thought it was going to be Jeb Bush all along. Do you think we're being played, and do you think he can beat Obama?
I think he has a better chance than any of the four clowns that are currently running for the Republican nomination. And each one of them has a big flaw. And believe me, the top people at the Republican Party are aware of the problems with Romney, Gingrich, et cetera. They can see that none of them can beat Obama.
We certainly live in interesting times, and I look forward to hearing you wherever you are, Christine Kraft. This is a great Ben, and you are my hero.
Thank you very much, great Ben.
Along with Michael Z.
You
what? How did that happen? Well, thank you, Ben. That's the kindest thing you've ever said to me. Thank you. Okay, Ryan and Capitola, you finally called back. Hi there.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I got a couple points. Back to the health care, about why other countries with so-called socialized health care live longer. It's not related to the health care. It's related to the fact that a lot of Americans are obese and extremely overweight. Our health care system produces the best in the world, and the fact that some of the people here are overweight brings down the average lifespan. It's not related to the fact that their system is any better than ours.
So you think the people in Canada eat different foods than Americans?
I'm actually technically I'm from Canada. I'm from Quebec.
You've seen the Canada. Fast food places up there, just like here.
Well, it's the same thing, and honestly, I mean,
they live two years longer than we do.
I much prefer this system because I feel like the quality of healthcare here is better than the healthcare I was getting. I don't think that socialized healthcare is bad per se, but I feel like I get more for my money here in California than I did when I lived in Canada.
Well, I won't disagree that we do have the best medical facilities in the world, places like the Cleveland Clinic, the Mayo Clinic, et cetera. And it sounds like you've got access to good health care insurance. But my biggest question is, and I guess I come at this from the perspective of being a workers' compensation attorney. And,
yeah, but there's only 20 seconds left.
Oh, I'll have to save it.
Okay. All right.
That's a good point, though, really.
See, it's a cliffhanger.
Yes, they're hanging.
So, listen, Ryan. Thank you for calling. Thank you, everybody.
No problem.
You, Christine. Want to
Thank
hear from you,
you
more
Michael.
Often
you
here.
Bet.
It was fantastic. We got you by ISDN.
I love it.
That's it. Thank you, Rick, for doing a stellar job, as always. That's about it for the Saturday special. Perspectives is up next with Gary Richard Arnold.
That's all, folks.
KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. And my timing is all off. It's like 10 seconds early now. So, Christine, say some
for you will disconnect me from ISDN so I don't get immense charges here, won't you?
No. We called you, right? Okay,
here we go.
Here's KSU. Here's the...
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. We should know the winner of the Republican caucuses in Maine in just a few hours from now. CNN Shannon Kravis reports presidential candidate Ron Paul has campaigned the most there.
Even if the congressman downplays it, they want to win badly. You know he's 0-8 right now. He hasn't won any contests so far. They really feel that this is the prime opportunity. But again, because Mitt Romney has come up here, we'll have to wait and see.
Republican voters have been caucusing in Maine for weeks. Conservative activists are wrapping up Washington this weekend. Among those attending is Florida Governor Rick Scott, who says conservative issues are front and center.
We're having a healthy debate in the country. Do we want larger government or smaller government? Do we want more government regulation or less government regulation? Higher taxes or lower taxes? More litigation or less litigation? And so it's a clear choice this year.
CPAC is holding a presidential straw poll, and the results will be announced shortly. 1 year ago today, President Hosni Mubarak stepped down after 30 years in power, but Egypt is still political unrest and discontent. Activists kicked off a general strike today, hoping for the kind of large protest that made Cairo's Tahrir Square a familiar name. But the demonstrations were scattered and light. Russia led last week's charge against stronger punishment for Syria. Time magazine's J. Newton Small says Moscow has a major interest in the status quo.
Syria is Russia's biggest ally in the Middle East. They are home to Russia's last remaining naval base in the Mediterranean. They're also a big trading partner with Russia. They just inked a $500 billion deal for airplane parts.
A Syrian opposition group says at least 30 people were killed today by government forces. Iran's president says his country is just about ready to announced some major news concerning its nuclear program. He did not offer details. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
12:02 on this Saturday, February the 11th. This is KSCO Santa Cruz. Here's Mike Jacoby now live down at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Rick. How are you, partner?
No problems here. What's going on?
Well, we are live, of course, from the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. This report brought to you by the folks at Lexus of Stevens Creek. Good folks. Great car. And the Peak Travel Group. Check them out at peaktravel.com. Then you're getting somewhere. Well, guess who's in the hunt all of a sudden, Rick? Tiger Woods. He's 5-under through about, I think he's on his 14th hole today. He is 11-under for the day and just 3 back of Charlie Wee, who is 2-under. He's at Spyglass Hill. He is 14-under. Also at 11-under, great local story, Joey Bromlett at 11-under, San Jose Country Club Pro. Patrick Harrington, former British Open champion, at 11 as well. Phil Mickelson at 8, as well as Vijay Singh. Actually, interesting story. I'm at a get-together over at Dennis Harker's house, who is a big-time handicapper, and he picked Charlie Wee before the tournament started at 40-1, so he's looking at a pretty good bet.
So we have set up here.
You have set up there? Well, I don't know. Maybe you've got some kind of you must have paid the property taxes on the deal, because right now it is quite overcast. The rain is coming in and out, but from a golfing standpoint, better for the golfers, I assume, than the spectators. The greens are soft, and they're going at the pins, and we're going to see some low scores by the end of the day, and quite a shootout tomorrow. For Lexus of Stevens Creek and the Peak Travel Group, live from the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am, for KSCO, I'm Mike Jacoby.
Thanks, Mike. That is Michael Jacoby. We'll talk with him in a few more hours. We got perspectives coming up on KSCO. We return now to CNN News.
This, a pair of silk boxers that had someone else's name on the gift tag.
Thanks.
I'm Steve Potusk in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Tomorrow on History. Are you a man or an axe man? If you know how to run a chainsaw, you may be an axe man. If you've dodged a tree or two, you may be an axe man. If you treat your friends like you treat your family,
what the hell are you doing?
And despite everything, you love your job.
Another day in paradise.
We know the answer. You are an axe man. All new episodes of Axemen, followed by the series premiere of Full Metal Jousting, tomorrow at 9, 8 central on History. Meet every day.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Beat the winter blues with great savings at Rite Aid. Now through March 3rd, you can earn a $20 plus-up reward when you spend $100 or more on select products with your Wellness Plus card. Just look for the buy and save symbol on participating products throughout the store and circular. Save more this winter at Rite Aid with winter rewards. Another way Wellness Plus saves you more. In-store purchase with Wellness Plus card only. Plus-up will be printed on receipt in most markets for use on your next purchase once qualifying threshold is met. Plus-up expires March 17th, 2012.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com.